This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pelicans at Dallas Mavericks, 7:30 tip-off, 7 o'clock pregame coverage coming up, 8:70 a.m. We're going to preview that. For that, we're going to welcome in Locked On Pelicans podcast host Jake Madison to the radio huddle. Jake, how you been, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on to talk some hoops here.
Definitely appreciate your time always. And man, oh man, got some good news at least yesterday, you know, seeing after practice the likes of Jordan Hawkins and CJ McCollum talking to the media. Obviously, that seems like positive signs that they are close at least to getting back from their injuries.
Yeah, I think you're going to start seeing some reinforcements arrive from the New Orleans Pelicans pretty soon. And I think it's going to start with CJ McCollum. You know, he's not playing tonight. I don't think he'll end up playing tomorrow, but we could see him as soon as Friday against the Golden State Warriors or next week too. And I think they're looking to maybe get more than just CJ McCollum back for that game against Toronto on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, whether that's Jordan Hawkins, whether that's Herb Jones. And it sounds like DeJounte Murray isn't too far away as well. So it's not Zion Williamson, but those are guys that the Pelicans really need to get back sooner rather than later to kind of get off of the streak that they're on and stay in contention and try and make a run later in the year.
Yeah, because obviously everyone, we all know that the injury bug has been brutal on this Birds bunch early on, and having anybody back would be a huge asset. Looking at this game tonight, obviously the Dallas Mavericks, 7-7, me and Charlie were kind of talking about that. Looks a little deceiving for this squad that's really talented.
It is, but they're missing something from last season, and I'm not sure whether it's leadership or something on the defensive side. You know, you saw them go on a pretty, I don't want to say miraculous run at the end of last season going into the playoffs and then carried that form over until they got to the NBA Finals, but I wasn't sure if that was going to be replicable for this team, and you're kind of seeing them come back down to earth a little bit. I thought it was really punctuated last week with that loss to the Utah Jazz where Luka Doncic straight up fell asleep on defense on the game-winning dunk for the Utah Jazz. They're just missing some sort of edge that they've had to them, and I think they'll get round into form eventually, but at least the Pelicans are getting this team right now when they're not necessarily at their peak. They're pretty weak defensively. It really comes down to PJ Washington for him, the big man down low, who's kind of their defensive spark, and he had been dealing with some injuries. He's back now. But if they can get him in foul trouble or keep him kind of out of the game, make him less effective, that really does open the door for the New Orleans Pelicans maybe to get this win. You know, you've seen them really fight in a lot of these games. The games are close for three quarters going into the fourth quarter, too, and it's just talent that's ultimately the reason why they're losing. So the second they start getting some of these guys back, I think you'll see the Pelicans start picking up some wins again, too, and maybe they can get one tonight and kind of build some momentum going into all of that.
You just got to figure out a way to tread water, right, Jake? I mean, at this point, you've started to drown with 10 losses in the last 12 games. It's kind of fallen apart a little bit early here. But at the same time, this is an opportunity. I mean, another one, basically. The Mavericks open as 13.5-point favorites in this game. Luka Doncic is reportedly playing, so you're going against the backcourt of Doncic and Irving, and we always know, you know, what kind of troubles that can provide a defense. But also, you know, as you mentioned, PJ Washington, Derek Lively, this is a really talented bunch. And listening to what Coach Green was talking about, you know, not just yesterday, but also in the post game after the Lakers loss, where he loved the effort and he loved what they were doing. And he said that if they show that type of effort every night, they're going to pick up a lot more wins than they do losses. At the same time, when you're outmatched talent-wise, it's all about that effort, right? You have to be able, and that's what Coach Green talked about yesterday after practice, was they have to get up and down the floor, get out in transition, get some buckets easy that way. But I mean, is there kind of a route to taking down this Mavericks team tonight? You kind of talked about their defense, but I think it's also going to be interesting to see if the Pelicans can execute their game plan against a really talented bunch.
Yeah, look, you're going to need to do it for 48 minutes, and that's been the problem for New Orleans. And that's truly not a knock on the team, right? You mentioned it there with Willie Green talking about the effort and how that's going to lead to wins. It'll lead to wins when you have the talent there. It might not lead to wins right now if we're being realistic about it, but you're seeing fight and competitiveness from this team, which is really all you can ask for given the glut of injuries that they have at the moment. And that means that if you play with that intensity, that effort, that energy, when you do have the talent, you can go on a winning streak. You could win 5 in a row. You could win 10 in a row with the amount of talent that they have here in New Orleans, because there were a lot of people that were really high on this team coming into the regular season. So when they get those guys back, it'll make a world of difference. I think they struggle in 48-minute games because you're relying on 3 two-way guys. Those aren't guys that should be playing 35 minutes per game. You know, a rookie center that we thought was pretty raw, who has developed incredibly well and has impressed us all, but it's still a rookie center. So they're really kind of running on fumes at the end of games, and that's why I think you see them competitive for the first 3.5 quarters, and then that second half of the fourth quarter, the lead kind of slips away or they just get out of contention there. You know, you need to find a way to do it for all 48 minutes against a team like the Dallas Mavericks, particularly when you're on, you know, a back-to-back and playing Cleveland tomorrow. That's not going to be easy either. You've just got to find a way to limit some of those, you know, unforced errors, cut down on the turnovers, which New Orleans has done a really good job of the past couple of weeks. You've got to go after those offensive rebounds to keep your offensive possessions alive and get those second chance points. That's been a point of emphasis for the team. If you do that, they will be in position to try and win this game. Whether they do or not, I could not tell you, and it still might be an uphill battle, but at least you're in position to try and get the win, and you're not out of the running in the first half or in the first quarter. That's what you're looking for in this one tonight. And truly, it's going to come down to how do you defend Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Those are the two guys that really make that Dallas Mavericks team go. There are other really good pieces there in Klay Thompson, some of the big men that you mentioned. But it comes down to those two. If you limit them, this team is beatable. It'd be helpful to have Herb Jones and DeJounte Murray in, but we've seen Brandon Boston Jr. not be a negative on defense. He'll be starting tonight and has a chance to do it. Ingram can be an above-average defender as well, so it's going to take a team effort, but they can certainly get it done.
You mentioned Brandon Boston there. Curious your thoughts on with the guys, the injured bunch, starting to get back into the flow. When this Pels team finally does get everybody back, you think Brandon Boston's been a guy that's earned a spot to remain on this roster?
Yeah, I think so. He's looked good, and he's proven that he's an NBA rotation guy. I don't think he should be a starter, and this is not someone who should be playing kind of the role that he's been playing. But as an energy guy, kind of a self-creator, a go-to scorer off the bench, he can certainly fill that role. What he does well, particularly for that bench unit, is he can create his own offense. Jordan Hawkins can't really do that. Some of the other guys can't really do that, but he absolutely can, and I think that means you can kind of make him the centerpiece of that unit. So when everyone comes back from injury, he just fits more naturally into a better role for him, which means we should see an even better version of him, at least in terms of efficiency and on a permanent basis, even if the raw numbers aren't as good because he's playing fewer minutes. But he's someone that should end up getting, you know, a full-time NBA contract. He's on a two-way right now. That limits the amount of games that they can play with the team. It kind of starts a ticking clock, which he's been going. He's been really good for the Pelicans. It seems like the coaching staff really likes what they've gotten out of him, too. I'm really excited to see what the future is going to hold for him.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been just awesome, in all honesty. And, I mean, talk about a player that's made the most of his opportunity because of all the injuries he's been put in that starting lineup. And I agree with you, Jake. I think once they start to get some players back healthy, like CJ, like Hawkins, like, you know, DeJounte and stuff like that, it's definitely a player that will be off the bench. But I still think Brandon Boston has done plenty, as you mentioned, to kind of solidify his spot on this roster. I want to ask you about the big man rotation, because I think it's been pretty interesting to follow this year. Obviously, even Misi's kind of been forced to be the starter early on, and, you know, entering basically the opener and kind of the first few games of the season, we weren't really expecting Missy to be starting, but I mean, he looks a lot further along than a lot of folks expected. Now, Daniel Tice has been an interesting story. He's kind of been buried on the rotation. I mean, Trey Jamison is getting minutes at the big man spot, but they also recalled Carlo Matkovich. And I think that's an interesting pull up based off of what he was doing in the G League. I think he had a crazy game a couple of nights ago in the G League. So what do you think about the Pels big man rotation right now, and how you think it's going to shake up once this team starts to get a little bit more healthy?
You know, outside of Eve Misi, I still think they're figuring out a little bit. Misi's going to be the starter going forward, and even when you get the entire team back healthy, I think he's going to be the starting center. For all that talk we spent on small ball at the beginning of the year, we weren't expecting Misi's development to kind of come in as quickly as it has, and he's been really good, and I think he's going to be entrenched in the starting lineup. And I'm excited to see him and Zion Williamson kind of work together a little bit more, and how does that develop? After that, I still think it's a bit of a question mark. You're seeing Trey Jemison get the minutes right now, and I think that's because of his offensive rebounding ability. The team is really chasing those second-chance points to keep some of those possessions alive where they miss shots just due to lack of talent. He's been useful in that regards, but, man, his hands are rough. He doesn't give you a ton offensively in the flow of the offense, but I think they're trying just the bigger body out there. And then you look at a guy like Daniel Tice, and he fits next to Zion better than he fits next to anybody else, but Zion's not there right now. And I think that's a big part of the reason of why you're seeing him get DMPs, because just the fit doesn't make sense out there on the court. On Carlo, you know, I think they partially recalled him because the Birmingham squadron don't play for 5 days. So having him just stay in Birmingham isn't going to do a whole lot of good. And while he's been playing really well for the squadron, averaging almost 18 points per game and 10 rebounds, pretty close to that, along with about a block and a half, sometimes that G League success doesn't necessarily translate to the NBA. You see a lot of guys that are too good for the G League, but not quite cutting it at the NBA level. But I do think they want to give Carlo some run. He's, of the bigs that we've kind of looked at, really the only one that's a three-point shooting threat that has it in his arsenal that you feel he could hit reliably. They need that kind of court-spacing big. That's definitely not Eve Misi. That's not Trey Jemison. Tice can do it in small spurts, but I wouldn't call him a good volume shooter or anything like that. So I think you'll end up seeing Carlo get an opportunity to try and prove it, but I think that window for him is going to be pretty slim, and he's going to need to make the most of whatever minutes he gets. And if he does that, he can stake out a spot in the rotation, because I don't think they're married to the idea of Trey Jemison as those backup, as the backup four right now. So there's an opportunity here for him to try and kind of get into the rotation. We'll see if he makes the most of it.
Jake, kind of keeping an eye on, obviously, this Cleveland Cavaliers team right now. They are in Boston, and the Celtics up 34-28 currently. 8 minutes left till halftime there. Cavs, 15-0. Hard to knock anything about this club right now. What have you seen out of Cleveland that's made them basically an unstoppable beast at this point?
Look, they're good. They're good. That Cleveland team is really, really good. They have one of the best offenses in the league. They're also a really good defensive team, too. That's one of those clubs, one of those franchises where it shows you coaches matter, right? This was a team that couldn't figure it out with all of the pieces they had last season. They bring in a new coach, kind of change the way they play, and get buy-in from all of the players, and look at what they're doing with basically the exact same roster as last year. The one area that I was concerned about them was, will they shoot enough threes? And they've been trending upward in that direction. So when the Pelicans play them tomorrow, you're going to need to shoot threes, and you're going to need to make your threes, because that is maybe the one area you can get an advantage over Cleveland at the moment, because they are a very talented team, but they can default to a lot of mid-range jumpers. If you make your threes, they're making twos, you win that math battle, and you can pull ahead or at least keep it close. That's going to really be important to keep an eye on in the game tomorrow night.
And then last but not least here, Jake, I want to ask you about the Golden State Warriors. I remember it was like a couple of weeks ago, I think we were talking to you about this, where, yeah, the Golden State was going to be without Curry for both those games. We're thinking, oh, man, the Pelicans might be able to pick up some wins here. Yeah. Golden State has been really, really, really strong to start this 2024 season. I mean, they're 10-3 right now. They're second place in the Western Conference, only a half a game back of the OKC Thunder. And if you're talking about point differential, points per game versus opposing points per game, they're second. So, I mean, they're one of the best teams in the West so far this year. I mean, this is a tough stretch for the Pels team, and a shorthanded Pels team at that, where you're having to play, you know, the Lakers and the Mavericks and the Cavaliers, and then kind of capping it off with a game against the Golden State Warriors on Friday. But I want to get your thoughts on that matchup, you know, kind of rounding out the week.
Yeah, it comes down to the Golden State defense. That's what's been so impressive from them this season. It kind of shows you what a difference like health makes. Draymond Green's looked like he's turned back the clock a couple of years, maybe not to like prime Draymond Green, but defensively, he's playing at an all defensive team level, kind of being that guy where he made his money and is so pivotal to the team. They get a guy like Andrew Wiggins back healthy, who's a menace on the defensive side of the ball, and they kind of play like the Pelicans want to play on the defensive side, forcing a lot of turnovers, getting out and running while having switchability on defense, keeping people out of the paint. That's kind of fallen off for New Orleans this year with all of the injuries. But if you can find ways to generate some offense, so it's going to require a lot of ball movement, less isolation, less mid-range jumpers, but manufacturing not just good shots, but great shots, that's a team that you can compete with. They can be a little bit streaky on offense. Steph Curry is Steph Curry. Buddy Hield has been pretty good for them this year. But outside of that, there's not a ton of offensive threats there. So they have periods where they just don't really score, but they're also not going to let you score. So if you can generate some offense in that against, admittedly, a tough defense, you'll be able to stay in that game, I think, because the Pelicans' defense should be somewhat okay. They've just got to come out with the right effort, but at least that one's going to be at home, and I think that's going to be really important for the Pelicans.
Jake, always appreciate the basketball knowledge you drop on us. Thanks so much for the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Thanks, Jake.
For all things Pelicans, subscribe to Locked On Pelicans on the Odyssey app, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Coming up, pregame coverage on 870 AM of Pels and Mavericks, a 7:30 tip-off NBA Cup game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.